Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wyder with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and I'm with brand new chamber member Sandra from Right Protection Planning. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you, Scott.
So, tell us, Sandra, what do you do?
Well, Scott, I teach that knowledge is power. The more educated you become, and don't place blind faith in your trusted advisor, the better your retirement will be. Take responsibility for you and your family's future. Most don't discover this until it's far too late. My husband and I were lucky enough to find this information out while there was still time to make a difference in what retirement will truly be.
Well, that's fantastic, because we need to talk, because I'm getting ready to retire soon. So,
we'd be happy to.
So how do you do that?
Through educating on the importance of having diversified money buckets. Most people aren't taught about the difference in taxable income, tax deferred, and tax exempt. It is critical for your financial success in retirement. This way, no matter what happens in the market, you will be positioned to endure and overcome. Or, to make it real simple, have a better chance to not run out of money before you run out of life.
Right. That's what everybody's worry is as they're looking forward to retirement.
So true.
So what do you do, and what is your job at Right Protection Planning?
I'm a protection planner. I teach individuals and business owners how to put layers of protection in place to make sure that they are protected no matter what phase of life they are in. We have great products and tools to help create succession plans and exit strategies. Many small business owners, by no fault of their own, spend their days, weeks, months that turn into years working in their business instead of on their business.
That's true.
They burn out and one day just want to be done and retire. Mm-hmm. If the work hasn't gone into determining values of their business and what they need to sell their business for, many times their retirement goals are just not there, or they lose hope and feel like they will just have to keep working.
Right.
The planning is critical. Don't wait until you are 2 or 3 years from retirement. Start with your planning now through education. Mm-hmm. At Right Protection Planning, our goal is to help every single person meet their goals and needs. We have a team of experts that can do this no matter what they need. We are here to help. We teach about buy-sell agreements and the importance of having these in place, key employee coverage and how this can help, executive bonus coverage, group whole life. And we love this product because there's no paramedics, minimal questions, the insured owns the policy, coverage for not just employees, but their spouses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really pretty awesome. Very affordable, permanent insurance, not term premiums that just go up as age goes up
right.
And then goes away one day. This is permanent. So if you change jobs, get terminated or retire, it's yours for your whole life, as long as premiums are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many more benefits, Scott. Did you know that less than 2% of term policies get paid out?
Less than 2%?
Yes.
Wow.
So we also teach about exit strategy, succession plan concepts, whole life, cash value, DI insurance. Without it, not much else matters, right? Long-term care, annuities, and so much more.
That's fantastic.
I know we said it before, but knowledge is power. Take the time to get educated. It will make a huge difference for you and your family's well-being going forward.
Well, I love that you said that a couple of times, that knowledge is power. That was one of my dad's favorite sayings.
Is that right?
Till he was 88, he was constantly learning more and more and more. In fact, I think his letterhead said, knowledge is power.
That's awesome.
So, that's awesome. So to be honest, some of the things you were talking about, I had no idea. I don't know what I don't know. So going into retirement, I don't know what I don't know. And so how would someone contact you if they would like to become more educated?
Well, my email is swright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at rightprotectionplanning.com. My website is rightprotectionplanning.com, and my phone number is 260-519-3567. If you would like to contact me to set a time to talk, I will look forward to meeting you.
Well, I'll definitely do that. That's for sure. And so thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And if you can't remember her phone number, call us and say, I need to learn about my retirement, and we'll get in contact with Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news at newsnowwarsaw.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Scott and Rodney from 316 Community Theater. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Sure. I love what you're going to share with us. I love the history, and I love the play, the performance you're going to give. So tell us a little bit about 316 Community Theater, how it got its start, because it's been around a long time, hasn't it?
316 Community Theater started in 2020. However, the Passion Play started almost 35 years ago. It started at the Nazarene Church in Syracuse, and it evolved to Oakwood. And it was at Oakwood for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And then from Oakwood, it moved to Quaker Haven Camp, mm-hmm. where we performed there for over 17 years. And now we've moved to Mount Tabor. It's been a real journey for us. 316 Community Theater started in 2020 as Lakes Area Players had dissolved, and we wanted to keep the ministry going. So we started 316 Community Theater. 316 Community Theater is based on John 3:16. We've been doing this now for 5 years, and we've watched the ministry grow.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you yourself have been a big part of this for a long time, and so have several of the other of the people involved. How many people have been involved in it for how many years?
I've been involved in it for 29 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So I started back at Oakwood, and there's just maybe a dozen of us that have been in it for 20 to 30 years.
Now, Scott, how long have you been involved?
Yeah, so I started when I was a younger kid. I think I was 7 or 8 years old when I first got involved. My dad was a part of it, and I got our whole family involved in it. And so I was involved about 4 or 5 years in my younger years, and we did it as a family, and it was something that really impacted me for a long time. And so back in 2021, I was approached by one of the cast members, and I said, hey, I remember doing that as a little kid, and sure enough, I'll bring my family along. So my family has done it for the last 3 years. This will be our fourth year being back involved in it. And so, so it's been fun to kind of see part of that time frame that Rodney's been talking about with over these years being involved. And I'm really excited for this year because my parents are both going to do it again this year, which is the first time they've done it since 20 years ago. Oh, so wow. It's coming back full circle, and it's been really good for my family and just for me personally. So
yeah, well, I saw your girls running around. Are they going to be in it as well?
Yep. So, you know, kids, that's one of the beauties of this performance is we need all ages involved. And so, you know, we have probably our youngest 5-6 years old. And then we've got some people that are in their 70s, I think. And so anyone can be involved. We can use any age group. And we also have over 20 churches that are represented here.
Oh, so, my goodness. Wow.
So it's not that it's one church that's doing it, which is the beauty of it's the body of Christ coming together to share the story. And I think that just adds so many levels to it that doesn't matter what denomination you're from, what your background is, we have a place for you here, and you can share the story of Christ with us. So.
Right. That was my next question, because we don't take it for granted that people know what the performance of the Passion is. So can you describe a little bit more detail about what they'll expect, what they'll see when they come here?
The Passion is based on the last 7 days of Jesus' life. It's based on the Gospel of Luke with influences from Matthew, Mark, and John. And you can practically follow it in the Bible. It's very biblically based. All of Jesus' lines are biblical. So we incorporated the Bible in all of it. And we've made it as true as we can.
Sounds like this would be great for not only for Christians, but for Christians to bring their non-believing friends to actually see that lived out Jesus' life. Yeah. And so how do people get tickets? When are your performances?
Yeah, so they can get tickets at 316communitytheaters.org. You can Google 316 Community Theaters as well. That'll pull that up. So this year with the new venue, we do have less seating available than what we did at Quaker Haven. So it's really important that you buy those tickets online. We are not planning on having tickets for sale at the door because it is going to be limited seating. Mm-hmm. So really important to get on there. We also have a Facebook page, 316 Community Theaters, that you can join that page as well to follow updates on where we are with tickets, and you can get all the performance times on there as well. Mm-hmm. So that's how you get tickets. We also are going to be looking for sponsors as well. So if you want to support us in that way, we are looking for businesses to partner with us as well and take out advertisement space in the programs. And that way we can raise some money that way as well. One of the beauties of 316 Community Theaters is no one is paid. Everyone's a volunteer. And so all that money that we raise just goes back into the set and making sure that we can continue to do this production for the years to come. So,
speaking of your set, I was really impressed with, you say you just started on it, but it looks very elaborate. That's awesome. So, all right. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Yeah, I think when you come to experience this production, it is very interactive. It's one of the big differences that you will find compared to maybe other theater productions is that when you come in the door, you are in Jerusalem and you will have cast members coming around trying to sell you items and goods.
Oh, wow.
And already in character. So it's not something where you come and you sit down and you wait for the show to start. You are interacting with the cast from the moment you walk through that door. And so it's a really unique experience. If you've never been here before, it's a great opportunity to come and experience Jerusalem and to experience Jesus' last days here on this earth. And it's right around Easter time, so it's a great time to bring the family out as well.
Well, this sounds fantastic. So, Rodney, what are the dates of the performances?
The dates are the 10th, April 10th through the 13th, and the 18th and the 19th of April.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Scott, this is out here kind of a ways, but what's the best way to get here?
Yeah, so if you're coming from the Warsaw area or coming from US 30, if you come down US 30, there's Crazy Joe's fireworks
there.
You turn there and go north several miles, and it's right on that same road. So you'll just head north, and you'll run into Mount Tabor. If you're coming from the Napanee area, you come down State Road 19, and you will come to a blinking light there, a stoplight there at 900 and State Road 19. And you go south 1 mile there, and we're right in that area. So, yeah.
You can't miss it. So please come out and support this production. And if you're looking for sponsorship, this would be a great thing to sponsor. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the time.
You have been listening to today's edition of Biz Buzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of Biz Buzz with News Now Warsaw.